Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, tons of feedback to get caught up on, and we've been all over the board today. Lots to talk about. From Jeff in a car, hey, guys, love the show. Multiple white guys in short sightings today in Grosse Pointe, just saying.
I can only imagine.
It was nicer earlier than it is now, but yeah, white guy. This has been early white guy in short season.
Yeah, I don't normally see it in the second week of January.
No.
Imagine people tried to get out to the golf course yesterday. You think that happened?
I saw somebody in my neighborhood loading his golf clubs into the back of his SUV.
I mean, it was raining. It was. I mean,
dude. I mean, I'm like, look. I know with a hardcore golfer, they're postmen. Neither wind nor sleet nor snow. Right. Like, but I can't do that.
No,
I can't do that. Either. I would not have fun.
I mean, if you asked me to play Oakland Hills, I probably would say yes, but probably no.
From an unnamed texter, trade Scooble. He deserves a contract, and we're too cheap to give it to him. This could have been done last year. I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at management. Well,
I don't think they're too cheap. I don't think they can afford to pay him what he's worth.
I don't think they'd sign any offer the Tigers would give him. I honestly believe that. I think any offer the Tigers would make, they would use that as the baseline for their negotiations with Boston, New York, Chicago, the Dodgers. I think when Scott Boras is involved, he's trying to funnel his clients to the teams that can pay the most. And for a minute there, Mike Ilitch was that guy. And this lowball offer does not help Chris's reputation. It does not help the Tigers' reputation. And I can't for the life of me think what the upside is, that there's any upside to this other than saving a few million dollars, which I would rather go into an agreement with Scooble. This is the final year. Got it, brother. We can't afford you. And you want the biggest money, and good for you. Nothing wrong with that. Let's go win a World Series together and walk down the aisle hand in hand this one last time. But I hope that this lowball offer, it feels to me like if you were mad about him not going out for the seventh, don't be surprised if he doesn't go out for the fifth.
Well, I'd be surprised with that. But I understand your point.
Yep.
I think that, to me, the writing is on the wall that they're clearly not going to be able to re-sign him. And if that's the case, and if they're this far apart in the first open negotiation on arbitration, I think they should trade him. The more I think about this, it's becoming closer and closer. I don't want to say no-brainer, but it comes obvious to me when you've had a guy who's coming up back-to-back Cy Young Award wins, or Cy Young, he's a Cy Young winner for the last couple of years. He's the best pitcher in baseball. There's no question about that. I don't think he can keep this up for much longer. Can he keep it up for the next couple of years? Yeah, it'd be awesome to have him. But am I going to want to pay him for the next 8 years so I get the next two?
I can understand not wanting to give him that contract, to be honest with you. I think that kind of contract comes with a lot of downside. The upside is you're presumably trying to ride him to one of the next couple of World Series. But at the end of the day, I think this clearly signifies the end. And the only thing I can think that they're trying to do is maybe they have a deal in place with a team that he says, I won't go there. I won't re-sign there. I won't negotiate with them. And let's just grab Texas, for instance. And the Tigers finally got the offer they want for Skubal from Texas. And he said, well, you can tell Texas I'm not re-signing with them. And then you make this lowball offer, and maybe he goes, you know what, tell Texas I'm in, and I'll talk to them. Maybe that's it, but I can't for the life of me think of the upside of this. The Tigers better trade Skubal. Oh, I already read that one. Sorry. Scott Harris thinks McGonagall and Clark are the core of this team. Well, I think he thinks they're the core of the future. It appears to me that Scott Harris doesn't want any part of a contract that he thinks will hamper him when those guys are up. But let's keep one thing in mind. This is the first time the Tigers organization or an Ilitch has done this. What did Max Scherzer think of the offer that Mike Ilitch made to him?
He didn't like it.
Nope.
He's going to bet on himself.
And that whole thing got a little uncomfortable, but Scherzer
played out the year and had a great year.
It had a great year. Maybe that'll happen with Skubal.
And then he gave the money to Miguel Cabrera.
Yep. Same story is going to play out with Green and Torque and Riley. Green and Torque and Riley.
Well, they're not free agents.
Well, hold on. Let's work with Green and Torque and Riley.
Oh, sorry. I think you meant Carp.
Maybe.
So, because those are three guys that are coming up in a couple of years.
Right. So, Green and Torque and Carp.
That would make more sense.
Yeah. Then Green and Torque and Green again. He says the same story is going to play itself out with Green and Torque and Riley, et cetera, et cetera. This is a sign of things to come. I hope not. I really hope not, but I can understand why people feel that way, and I don't. But
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
From Will, if Brad Holmes means what he says, get ready to welcome back Marcus Davenport on another buddy deal and expect a 6-round draft pick used to fill the edge. Will, I do not expect that to be the case. I will not quite shoot the boot guarantee it, but I don't think there's a chance in hell Marcus Davenport's back. The big one's El-Quiddy Muhammad. I mean,
that's the guy you want to bring back, but El-Quiddy Muhammad said a few days ago that he wants to play where he's valued, and that's a clear, shot across the bow. I need to get paid. This is my opportunity, and he should get paid for this. Having a double digit sack total, playing half as many snaps as Aiden Hutchinson did, he was awfully productive. Now he's productive because Aiden's on the other side. I'm not stupid. You know, I can recognize that. But for this team, having Aiden on the other side and having Muhammad, I think could work out for this team. But how much is that going to cost? Is it going to cost 10? Is it going to cost 15? Does it cost more? I don't know. I don't know what he would take.
Brad Holmes is nothing but smoke and mirrors at this point. The Lions will never go any further with this clown in charge.
Got to the NFC Championship game a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're done, I guess, huh?
Well, look.
They have to rebuild the offensive line.
Yep.
And then I think you can start to make determinations. If they're able to rebuild the offensive line and this team gets back to winning a division, 12, 13, 14 wins, you know, I think that's crazy to think 14. But we saw 15 for crying out loud, but the team was, you know, injured as much as they were. But he's got work to do. This is a big offseason for Brad Holmes. You got to rebuild the offensive line.
Hi.
What's up, Rico?
What do you say to the people who say, well, they've regressed each year since going to the NFC Championship game?
And it's hard to argue that, but I think you could argue it with a 15-2 season. That's technically more wins, but they lost in the playoffs. Now, why did they lose in the playoffs? Quarterback had a bad game, and that defense was decimated.
But yeah,
it is what it is, and every team has to deal with stuff, right? And sometimes teams take a year off, regroup, and come back. Why I say this is an important year offseason for Brad Holmes and Detroit Lions. They have to rebuild the offensive line. And it was kind of predictable once you found out that Frank Ragnow wasn't going to be playing on this team.
Right.
And then became way more predictable when you lose your starting two safeties and then your backup safeties.
Well, what angered me about Brad Holmes' thing yesterday, 3 years in, it's irresponsible to ask Manu to step up and be an NFL player? Really?
Well, I don't think it's... I think the problem with Manu is that you didn't get a chance to see him because he was hurt.
I'm just saying, three years in. Like, it's not like you're just drafting him. Okay, he's a rookie. You're in your third year and asking you to step up and do something, and you called it irresponsible. Okay.
Well, look, he's that might be, hey, we swung a miss with him. We do have some breaking news. The NCAA, according to Ross Dellinger, the NCAA has denied the eligibility waiver request for Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss. The association announces... Tom Mars, Chambliss' legal counsel, has drafted a lawsuit on behalf of the quarterback.
Yeah, I think you kind of saw that when Ferris State was like, wait, you were hurt in 2022? I don't remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to have a doctor's excuse. That's back from grade school, from mid school.
I mean, the upside for him, I guess, is that now you go to the NFL. You know, you had a heck of a season. Go prepare yourself for the judgmental voice over here.
What's that?
As if you don't think he can play in the NFL.
No, I think he can, but you know, NFL people, he's just way too short and he's this and he's that and the measurables. I think he can, but good luck going to the combine.
I thought this would indicate otherwise. That was the voice you made.
No, it was the like, sound you made. No, it was just like, yeah, NFL people are going to pick that apart.
Until he goes out and shows up at the combine and everything else.
Hey, he's fast. Yeah, Bryce Young looks like somebody lost their kid. Trinidad Chambliss is awesome. Trinidad Chambliss was so much stinking fun to watch.
He was.
And their team was fun to watch. They kept playing these epic games. I'm moderately sad to see them go, but oh, look, no SEC teams.
Well, no, you know what? Lane Kiffin doesn't get to profit. That was the only thing. You don't get the – I'll take Michael Irvin acting like an idiot. Lane, you don't make any more money off of this team.
Here's the one thing about Lane, though. I think deep down, if they won it all, it would have stung. I can't imagine that
another $500,000 check, and I don't know.
It would have – like because technically you weren't the coach. Yeah, you're right. It was like when Michigan won the whole thing in hoops.
Steve Fisher took over for Bill Frieder, and Frieder was the head coach at Arizona State. Fisher coached him 6 straight wins. And although last night Chris Fowler said it was the Fab Five, it was not the Fab Five. It was prior to the Fab Five. But anyway, long story short, yeah, I don't think the $500,000, for me personally, if I was already a multimillionaire and just signed another big, huge millionaire contract, it would sting.
Oh, it should sting, but they're not playing for national championships.
They're not.
He's probably breathing a big sigh of relief and now contacting every one of those players, if he hasn't already. Hey, come on to LSU.
Right. Yep. So what do you guys got planned coming up next?
Yeah.
little Scooble, talking about that. Also, we're going to take TJ through the playoffs and have him go through the playoff matrix and pick a champion.
Really?
Yeah.
We decided we're rooting for Carolina by process of elimination. We can think of a reason not to root for every other team. So we root for
Carolina. Carolina was the least harmless team.
Okay. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great show, Rico. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Stay safe and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.